The Burt Show.
Go on the internet today. Look to the left. Look to the right. Look in front of you. Look behind you. There are bad takes everywhere. They're in 4D. But none of them are Kristen's bad take of the week.
Oh, man. All right. So this one's going to be personal. I was talking to Cassie the other day after the show. And
you talk to her after work hours?
I do. Believe it or not, I actually talk to her after work hours. So I was talking to her after the show, and she brought something to my attention. So I just want you to know I have her blessing to do this, okay? And I'm going to give a trigger warning. This was a very, very vile comment that was left on our Facebook page that deserves not just bad take of the week, but horrific take of the week.
So long as it's directed at Mo, I'm okay with it. Just say whatever you got to say.
Yeah. I'm sure you can get a few of those.
All right. So to kick this off, so you kind of understand where we're going with this.
Okay.
What is that sigh about?
I'm just bracing.
He knows he's going to be upset.
I am trying to use breathing exercises now to calm myself down before stressful situations.
Don't breathe too hard. You wore too much cologne today. You're going to pass out.
I'll choke on it.
So to understand what we're talking about here, this has been a theme. And we're going to treat our bad take like a little bit of a PSA. So Jelly Roll's wife recently was opening up on her podcast and had this to say about why her husband is no longer active on social media.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you, and they say, well, you're a celebrity, you're supposed to be able to handle it. No, the fuck we're not.
So that's Bunny, and she has a podcast, Wife of the Party. So that's the vein we're going in. So Cassie, do you want to read this, or would you like me to read it?
How about you read it?
Okay.
This is about Cassie?
It is about Cassie. So this was on the post. Cassie came to us debating whether or not she should go for this modeling call.
Just real quick, when we said this was about Cassie, I'm just curious from Abby and Mo, what percentage of you guys was relieved it wasn't you?
I didn't think about it either. Yeah. So Cassie came to the air and was like, hey, there's this open modeling casting call for one of her favorite shops, Torrid. And it's a plus size shop and it's a plus size casting call. And she was wondering if she's not too old for the earth, but she didn't know if she's too old for this casting call, right? We talked about it. It got posted on our Facebook page. And silence, do good. This is obviously not the person's real name. I went to their page.
Is it a real person even?
It is a real person, but they don't have a picture of themselves. They don't have their real name. And they basically have this page literally just to troll.
Classic.
Right?
Okay, let me just stop there for just 1 second. Take a little side road here.
Yep.
Once you do that, you're pitiful.
Yep.
Okay? Because you clearly, your goal is to set up, which takes some time, to set up a profile and cowardly hide your real truth on who you are specifically to injure and hurt somebody else. At that point, you're pathetic.
You obviously, this
when
person,
your goal for the day is to make sure somebody gets hurt with your words, it is really time for you to take a look at yourself and go, what have I turned into? You're a good person.
That's got to be a miserable place to have to live in.
Right? Yeah, there's nothing we can say today that's going to hurt you more than where you are in your life based on your life circumstances. And I'd like to have some compassion for you, but I don't.
So Silence Do Good posted, she's way too fat and way too effing old to be a model. She's not even plus sized. She's obese. The amount of time that it would take to edit out all of her cellulite, varicose veins, and cottage cheese would be incredible. They'd have to pay that editor 5 times this rate just to take pictures of her. Also, if the average size in America is 14, that's sad. But don't take the average to make yourself feel better about yourself. 20 years ago, the average size was a six. Stop effing enabling your bad behaviors, Cassie. You're delusional AF and you're an old bag. You should drive off a cliff, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So that is that is our bad take of the week. Cassie did respond to him.
Were there any likes on that, by the way?
Yes, there was a like, and that is also I there was a like. And in addition to Silence Do Good, Wade Heyer, you were also a part of the bad take because you actually liked that post.
And, you know, I don't want this to be overshadowed because there were so many beautiful people on that post being so encouraging and so loving. And that's what I'm focusing on. And honestly, this kind of take is so when I went viral a few years ago for shooting down a trainer who said I needed to lose weight before my wedding, people came out of the woodwork with comments. And there were some funny ones. They're like, she looks like four Taylor Swifts rolled into one. And I'm like, ooh, she's pretty. You know, you have the body of a Rubik's Cube. And those are difficult. So tell me you can't find the Z without telling me you can't find it because you can't figure me out. Those are funny. This is just so much hate and vitriol in it that it actually doesn't even truly affect me at this point because I know that this person must be in such pain in their own life. They are lashing out at other people because there's no way you would say this to anybody about anybody unless you hate yourself.
This is why you are a more beautiful person than this one, than the writer is. All right. It has nothing to do with your physicality. The fact that you have that depth of grace and compassion makes you a beautiful person. This person, first of all, everything on the internet, we should really cut this for bonus so I can really say what I want to say.
Sure.
Instead of right here. It's such an illusion. The internet is such an illusion, right? Here is a person that is too cowardly even to say, look, I want to stand behind my badness. You also got to remember this, too. People are creating multiple profiles to make it look like more people are agreeing and creating momentum on an opinion. You know, guys know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if somebody makes a comment, the person that liked that might have been the original poster, right? Or they have 5 or 6 or 7 or 12 or we've known of people that have had 20 different profiles. So when one person posts and another, the 20 people that support their post are really the same person. It's all an illusion. But it's sick that you would wake up in the morning and your goal for the day is to really hurt and try to maim somebody, especially Cassie here, who has been so honest on how she has struggled with her weight to the point of where she was a kid. She was counting calories when she was like 8 years old. And she finally has this beautiful epiphany, like, screw it. I'm putting the past in the past and I'm going to go out for this beautiful call and try to be a model. And for somebody to try to CB on that, you know, it's infuriating.
And I think the reason I really wanted to share it is because while I can look at this and be like, thankfully I have a great support system here and in my family and friends, and this can roll off my back because I know they're in pain, other people don't get that. And I see comments like this all the time on plus size models or not even models, just plus size people's Instagram pages when they feel good about themselves and they're posting. And it's usually like, stop promoting being unhealthy and like saying nasty things. I've seen more stuff about myself all over Reddit. You know, you talk about your weight and you're whining and people don't understand it's such a complex issue, both biologically and psychologically, you know, and I just wanted to share this because while it rolls off my back, it doesn't roll off everybody else's back. Mm. And this is the type of vitriol that even if you don't say it, a lot of people who are plus size think that other people are thinking about them because of comments like these. And that may or may not be true, but there is an undercurrent of hate in the society towards people who are plus size or overweight. And this person is obviously bringing it to light, and not everyone's like that. But I think when you talk to somebody about their weight or you hear them talk about their weight, understand that in the back of their mind, they know they're speaking to people like this as well. And there's going to be so much hate and people who don't want to understand them out there.
So for the poster here, you got what you wanted.
Yep.
Because this is your oxygen here. We know that. But it didn't entirely work because you didn't affect her at all.
No, I mean, I can genuinely tell you, I read it and I was just like, God, I actually feel sorry for them because I know I'm more than this, better than that.
Get handle it, guys.
Thank you.
For the poster, I sincerely say this. Do it now. Get some help. You are miserable.
The Burt Show.